This GCN podcast is sponsored by NutraMedical.com and Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report Show on GCN.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host in Austin. We're going to have joining us in the studio in the next segment, Abby Johnson, a former employee of the year at Planned Parenthood. We're going to talk to her about why she quit. She became a whistleblower. We're also going to talk to her about this newest Planned Parenthood video. As Alex mentioned in the last segment, of course, Mikhail Thelen talked to, and we have an article up at Infowars.com, talked to some people who said that they have hacked Planned Parenthood's emails and website. They are going to be exposing some incriminating information. They say we haven't seen that yet. Let's talk about some incriminating evidence against Jeb Bush. This was an article that was up on the Drudge Report from Bloomberg Politics. Jeb Bush snares a Democrat money man on a tour of the Hamptons. Listen to the way this place is described. This is how the game is played by the oligarchy that we have, the Clintons and the Bushes. They say, behind a garden that's modeled on Monet's, this is presumably modeled after a famous painting, Jeb Bush addressed a lawn full of chief executives and hedge fund managers at an East Hampton, New York estate Saturday morning. That'd be out on Long Island. While the candidate is no stranger to courting wealthy donors, this time it was different. About half of the attendees were Democrats. This guy sells well, said Kenneth Lipper, a money manager and a registered Democrat who hosted the event. He said, virtually the only one left without writing a check was a buck deer that wandered past the group assembled on the wooded grounds. Amazing. And they point out that candidates are raising more money through super PACs, which can accept donations up to $1 million or more. You can donate $1 million. It seems to me, I remember Dinesh D'Souza got convicted of a felony because he donated $20,000 to a candidate. Isn't that interesting? And, of course, submitted for additional psychological evaluation. Nothing political about that, is there? That's how the game is played. These guys write the rules. They set it up so that the great big bees go through the spider's web, but the small gnats get trapped in it. Here's some more news about the political campaign. Lindsey Graham accuses Trump of appealing to the dark side of politics. Yeah, that's right. That Lindsey Graham, the merchant of death, okay, the lobbyist for the military-industrial complex, talks about Donald Trump saying that he's appealing to the dark side of politics. He says fellow Republican presidential Donald Trump is appealing to that dark side, should be avoided. He's appealing to fear and prejudice, and there's a market for that. Yeah, Lindsey would know, because Lindsey has made a career out of appealing to fear and prejudice. He knows there's a market for that. He knows where he can get paid by the military-industrial complex for creating wars, for creating fear, for creating this massive armament that we've got, that we just talked about in the last hour, how this is careening off of the cliff, one more area that's careening off the cliff. Now, of course, Rand Paul is not getting the super PAC funding. He's getting most of his funding from individuals. And he pointed out that Trump is getting $1 billion worth of free advertising. This is on the Hill. He was on CBS's Face the Nation. He says, I think if you give a candidate about $1 billion worth of free advertising, that might help them to get their message out. He's not getting that kind of free advertising, and he's not getting the big bucks from the moneyed people like Jeb Bush and Hillary Clinton. But it's not just them, of course. Politico reports that the Koch brothers have now summoned Bush, Cruz, Walker, and Rubio to a Southern California confab because those are the guys that they know they can purchase, evidently. So just a note to people who are considering that. And, of course, we see Bernie Sanders visiting Louisiana. He's a very popular people because he seems to be plain spoken and out in the open. Nevertheless, you don't have to scratch him too deep to see gun control agenda. He wants background checks and registration. Here's a clue. Those things don't control guns. We've already seen that with all of these shootings involved. Okay? All of those techniques are for controlling people. Stay with us, right? So when we come back, we're going to be talking to Abby Johnson.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Hey, how you doing, Al?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation, but doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots, saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency. They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get. Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
The Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host in Austin. Joining me in studio is a former Planned Parenthood worker, Abby Johnson. We're going to talk to her about her experiences, why she left, why she became a whistleblower. Before we do, I want to let you know that this hour of the Alex Jones Show is made possible by your support of our products, our high-quality products that we sell at InfoWarsLife.com. Products like Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. It is now back in stock. You can see we have over 400 reviews on InfoWarsLife.com. Over 99% of respondents would recommend it to a friend or family. Let me give you a couple of the reviews so you can get an idea of what you can see there. This is from Jason in Auburn, Washington. He says, great product. I felt a mild detox on day two, a few days after that. It really clears up the skin, makes my mind sharper. I've been recommending it to people. I see it work. I remind people it used to be in bread and salt, but it was removed. It's the best way to get good quality iodine. Another one from Keebler in Sacramento, California. He says, I've started taking Survival Shield X2 1 week ago, and after the first week, I've noticed more energy. And I'm not tired and groggy in the afternoon anymore. I've also noticed a cleaner dealing all around. I'm not sure what that means, but he's feeling much better taking it because we all need iodine. As the first commenter pointed out, it's something that used to be part of our food supplement. We don't get that anymore. It's a great and easy way to take it in liquid form. We sell out of nascent iodine frequently. It's available in stock. And right now at InfoWarsLife.com, we have free shipping for the month of July. That's only 2 days left on that free shipping, so you can get that. You can stock up on Survival Shield X2 nascent iodine right now while it's in stock. Well, now let's talk to Abby Johnson. Thank you for joining us, Abby. Let me introduce you here. She left the abortion industry in 2009. Says that she's known that her calling was to work with current and former abortion clinic workers. You've got a website, abortionworker.com. You've also got another one, and then there were none, attwn.org. That's not an Agatha Christie novel. That is the concern about the massive numbers of people that have been killed since Roe v. Wade, a number that's equivalent, really, to a 9/11 on virtually a daily basis, is what we've seen. And so I want to ask you, you were there, you started with Planned Parenthood in 2001, your bio says, you progressed the position of health center director, they were giving you awards there, but what happened that caused you to leave?
So there were a couple of things that happened. One was that they imposed an abortion clinic quota on all of the facilities that performed abortion. So they told us, you have to perform, you know, this many abortions every day, every month, in order to meet your goals, to receive your bonuses, to keep your staff.
That's very troubling. Because if you had somebody that was just a doctor, let's say that this was a doctor that did heart surgery, and they came into that doctor and they said, you need to do X number of open heart surgeries,
right,
or else. I mean, you would expect that perhaps they're going to be doing open heart surgeries that are not necessary because it's profit driven.
Right. And abortion, and I can, you know, only really speak to my experience at Planned Parenthood, but it was very profit driven. So we were told at Planned Parenthood that we were to turn every client visit and every telephone call into a revenue generating visit. The only way that you can make money off of a pregnant woman at Planned Parenthood is to sell her an abortion, because they don't provide prenatal care, they don't provide any obstetrical care, and they don't help women with adoption services. So the only way you can make money off of a pregnant woman is to sell an abortion. And so it's not surprising that 92% of pregnant women who enter Planned Parenthood will have an abortion, because they are being sold a product. So that was the first thing. And that was concerning for me, because I really believe that at Planned Parenthood, we were there to help women, that we were there to reduce the number of abortions. That's what Planned Parenthood said, and I had believed it for 8 years, so this was concerning for me.
It was all about planning. It was all about family planning and making sure that every child is a wanted child.
That's right. That's what I thought. That's what I believed. And then, but ultimately, I left after witnessing a live ultrasound-guided abortion procedure take place on a 13-week-old baby. And I saw that baby fighting and struggling for his life in the womb, trying to get away from the abortion instruments. And I knew that I had been lied to by Planned Parenthood. And because of that, because I had believed that lie, I had lied to thousands of women who would come through my facility. And so I knew that I had to leave and I had to start speaking out. And that's what I've done.
You know, I told my wife many years ago when we were talking about this, personally, we were in college when Roe v. Wade came out. And so when I looked at it, I was like you. I believed a lot of the rhetoric. I was somebody who always came to things from a libertarian perspective. So I thought, I want government out of the out of the bedroom, out of the boardroom. I don't want them telling me how to run my life. Mm-hmm. And I still feel that way. Mm-hmm. I mean, a lot of people think because of my position on gay marriage that I don't feel that way. No, I don't care what people do. I don't want to have any coercion, and that's what I'm concerned about with that. But with this, I thought, well, there's some question in my mind, and there's question in other people's minds as to when life begins. And so I was open to that until I ran for Congress, and I got involved in some debate forums and candidate questions, and people asked me about partial birth abortion, which was happening at the mm-hmm. time. And I didn't know what they were talking about. And when I went back and looked at the procedure, I said, this is nothing but murder. Mm-hmm. I've been lied to, just as you mm-hmm. were. And I told my wife at the time, it's interesting you mentioned that it was ultrasound, because I told my wife at the time, I said, the way we're going to stop this, because there's so much deception and lying going on with this, I said, the best thing that anybody could do, I know counseling is important, but I think the organizations need to start trying to fund a way that we can get better imaging of the baby mm-hmm. in the womb. Mm-hmm. And now we have that. Mm-hmm. It wasn't funded by the pro-life people, but we do have that. We have 4D ultrasound, and people can see movies of their children in the womb.
Yeah.
We see National Geographic had a special where they showed dolphins and dogs and elephants in the womb, and I mean, you could see the detail down to the hair on mm-hmm. these animals and everything. And we can see that detail now with 4G ultrasound. But this, the things that we're seeing now, the testimony of people like you who have worked there, the things that we're seeing now with these videos that are coming out now on a weekly basis, where they're talking about the things that you have said for a long time, whistleblowers have said, but to see the people who are the doctors, who are the head of the clinics, talking about how they're doing this for profit, negotiating the money there. Mm-hmm. It's just amazing.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I've said before that organ harvesting is a big business. Tissue harvesting is a big business. It's not just talking about fetal tissue mm-hmm. here either. I mean, we're talking about companies like UNOS who have millions of dollars of assets. People are profiting, organizations are profiting off of the sale and harvesting of adult
yes.
organ donors as yes. well. So, you know, we're not just talking about babies, even though in these videos we are. But, I mean, this is a symptom of a larger problem, and that is the exploitation of life,
yes.
period.
And the modification of life, because we talked yes. in this program earlier about the many articles that have come out, and, of course, they're talking about the good things that can be done with it. They're not talking about the evil things that can be done with it. Right. They're not talking about what the Department of Defense is planning on doing with this. They're not talking about the possibility that they could make mistakes, technological mm-hmm. mistakes that could go horribly wrong with people. They're not talking about people getting a hold of some of this genetic information and using it to target a particular population, which is what we know that Planned Parenthood, anybody who knows their history knows that that's what they were doing. It had a very, very much a eugenicist target behind it. So when we look at this and we look at the fact that they're harvesting this on the front end in this unethical way, it raises concern for me about how this genetic research is going to be used on the back end as mm-hmm. well, because it's this fetal tissue, human adult tissue that they're grabbing. And these same people who would resort to getting baby body parts for their research are the people who are going to be producing these new genetic miracle drugs, we're told.
Right. And one of the things that is terrifying to me is that the abortion industry, it's not just the abortion industry. It is the abortion industry, but it's also, I read somewhere that Texas Tech received a $3 million federal grant to do embryonic stem cell research, you know, harvesting fetal tissue and organs, NIH. I mean, all of these different groups are collecting this tissue and doing we don't know what with it. But the scary thing is that And really the manipulative, and I think one of the worst parts is that, you know, when we would talk to these women who were having an abortion, we would, you know, basically manipulate them into believing that by donating this tissue, they could be saving the lives of others.
Yes.
But in reality, We had no idea what that tissue was going to be used for. That was never disclosed to us at the clinic. It was just for a price. Mm-hmm. So we're going to pay you $200 per specimen, per baby, and you're going to get as many as you can. And then we're going to basically lie to our clients and say, oh no, we're this could save the lives of other people, when really we have no idea what it's being used for.
Let's talk about that aspect of it too, because we talked about how, you know, you don't want to put a quota on there for cardiologists or for ontologists or whatever. And we've seen a recent example of a doctor who diagnosed people that didn't have cancer, diagnosed mm-hmm. them with cancer so he could make money off of them. This is something from an organization called Bitch Magazine. That's their name, mm-hmm. Bitch Magazine. Mm-hmm. And they say women should have the option to donate but not to sell. Why would you not want women to sell it? Okay, well, the obvious question is you don't want to create an incentive of killing for profit. But that's precisely what they were doing.
Well, that's what abortion is, period.
Exactly, exactly. Stay with us when we come back. We're going to continue talking to Abby Johnson, former Planned Parenthood employee, and now a whistleblower. We're going to talk to her about what she's seen and have her analysis of this new
healthy,
video.
Organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey, how you doing, Al?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation, but doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality.
Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots, saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency.
They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
In recent years, we have witnessed the most catastrophic disasters in history. Earthquakes, hurricanes, tornadoes, typhoons, and more. Legacy Premium Food Storage will prepare you. Our great-tasting, non-GMO quality food products have a 25-year shelf life, are the most affordable on the market, and are American-made. They're perfect for hiking, camping, and road trips, too. Be prepared with the best. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. That's SurvivalFoodAlliance.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight in Austin. Joining me in studio is Abby Johnson. Abby is a former Planned Parenthood worker. And, of course, she saw some things there that were very disturbing. She became a whistleblower. She has a couple of websites. We're going to talk to her about her websites, what are there. But, of course, Abby, what we were talking about just before we went to the break was why you would not want to allow the donors of either organs or of babies, aborted babies, to profit from this. It's obviously because you don't want to incentivize killing. You take organs from accidents, from car accidents or whatever, and so you don't want to create a profit motive for them to kill, and yet that is precisely what Planned Parenthood is doing. You said that when you were there, one of the things that raised a lot of alarms with you in that final year was the fact that they were giving you quotas and telling you that you had to turn this many people. So you were actively pushing for abortion, not just helping people to make sure that every child is a wanted child, as their slogan goes. It was simply about profit.
Right. And this is, you know, it would seem like if Planned Parenthood is receiving $200 per baby that they sell, that they would take that $200 off the cost of a woman's abortion, right?
No.
They want to double dip. They want to get money from both the abortion and the sale of her aborted baby. So, to give you some numbers here. So Planned Parenthood Gulf Coast is that's the affiliate I worked for, and they are one of the few Planned Parenthood affiliates that does participate in this fetal tissue research, harvesting of organs. So let's just say conservatively that they perform 50 abortions a day, 6 days a week. Okay. Now their quota is 75 abortions a day. 6 days a week, okay? But we'll just be conservative and say that they perform 50 a day. And I'll also give them a break on the price and say that they're only getting $100 per specimen, okay? Now, really, they were getting $200 when I was there. But we'll just say $100 on 50 abortions, 6 days a week. That's $30,000 a week that Planned Parenthood is receiving on the sale of human body parts, $120,000 a month, and yet they are still receiving more than $500 million of our taxpayer money.
Wow. And that figure you put out, you derated that by at least half.
Yes.
You knocked the fee down by half. You knocked the number that they were doing down by a third.
Mm-hmm.
So that's absolutely amazing. That's why it is so big. And that's why this lady who said, yeah, I want my Lambo. Look, it is profit-based. We know that.
Absolutely.
She was being sarcastic about it. But there is absolutely no question when you look at the vast amount of money that's being done there, the way they push abortions. And yet we see this story here from the AP where the Planned Parenthood official has come back and says, there's no profit from fetal organs.
Mm-hmm.
No profit whatsoever.
Yeah, here's the thing that's interesting about that. So let's say they're charging $100. The only real cost for Planned Parenthood and all of this is shipping the specimen. So let's say it's, you know, approximately $5 to $10 per specimen that they ship. It's probably less than that, but we'll give them $5 to $10 per specimen. But they're collecting anywhere from $100 to $200, maybe even more, per baby that they harvest and sell. So
they're not just recouping their costs. And it was clear in that video that they weren't doing it because she said she didn't know what the costs were.
No.
And so she's negotiating a fee, but she doesn't know what her costs are.
That's
so
right.
She's not
because there are no costs except for the shipping. But the law, the problem is with this, in particular is the law, because the law allows this loophole. So the law says, well, as long as it's for, you know, you write it down, you mark it down for storage or transport or collection, preservation, whatever. As long as you mark it down as encoded as that, then you can charge whatever you want as long as the cost is not, quote, prohibitive.
Mm.
Well, prohibitive is completely subjective. So, you know, for me, a mom of five, the prohibitive cost is going to be very different than a billion-dollar organization like Planned Parenthood. And what I've told people all along, ever since I left, is that if there is a loophole in a law that involves Planned Parenthood, they will find a way to blow right through that loophole. And that's what they've done in this situation.
And she said it. She said, well, no, you know, this would be against the law, but, you know, laws are subjectively determined and that sort of thing. And we've got Boehner, John Boehner, head of the GOP. Voters who voted for him want to not see the federal government funding this. They certainly don't want to see them profiting from the sale of babies that they have incentivized the killing of. Boehner says he needs more facts. Hey, send this video to John Boehner and tell him it's got the facts in there. He needs to take a look at this. There's no gray areas in this. There's no gray areas in a black market for baby body parts. If you can tell the difference between right and wrong, John Boehner. Stay with us. We're going to be right back with Abby Johnson. We're going to take a look at the new Planned Parenthood video.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but...
But you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation, but doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality.
Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots, saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency.
They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life. Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
We want your soul.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
More habits, more facts, more fears,
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight in Austin, and joining me in studio is Abby Johnson, a former Planned Parenthood worker who became a whistleblower. She realized that this was being done for profit as they pushed and gave them quotas, continued to push for this. She realized that this was not about helping people to make planning choices. It was about pushing abortions. And then she saw an ultrasound, saw a baby recoiling in pain when they told her that the baby could not feel pain at that age. Was it 11 weeks, Abby?
13
weeks. Okay. That was it for her. And so now she has a couple of websites. We didn't talk about those websites. Tell us briefly about that. It's abortionworker.com. Actually, it's the same website, abortionworker.com, or you can also get there as attwn.org, and then there were none is the acronym for that. But abortionworker.com will also take you there. What can they find there, Abby?
This is a ministry and organization that specifically reaches out to abortion clinic workers to try to get them out of the clinic, to try to get them on a path of healing, to get them other employment that does not destroy life but preserves it. So far in the past 3 years, we've had 174 clinic workers leave and come into the pro-life movement, and that includes six former abortionists who right. permanently laid down their instruments and are now fighting to defend life instead of destroy it.
That's great. That's really great. Now, let's talk to John Boehner. John Boehner, who says there's not enough facts out of these videos to make a decision. John Boehner, who can get all emotional and choked up and cry at a Golf Channel interview, but he can't get worked up about what we're going to see in this third video. Let's go to the law, John Boehner. That's your responsibility. 42 U.S. Code 289G-2, prohibitions regarding human fetal tissue. Here's what it says, John. It says, purchase of tissue shall be unlawful for any person to knowingly acquire, receive, or otherwise transfer any human fetal tissue for valuable consideration if the transfer affects interstate commerce. Now, they have exceptions to valuable consideration. They say that doesn't include reasonable payments associated with transportation, implantation, processing, preservation, quality control, or storage. So they give themselves some wiggle room here. They create an opening, which Planned Parenthood tries to exploit. But let's look at video number two's confession. And here's the transcript. This is the one, remember, this is the Lambo doctor. At one point, and this is a quote from the video, she says, and the mechanics of it was that Heather, a Novogenics person, would come to the site and our staff would sign the patients up and get their consent. Then Heather would look at the tissue and she would get what she required. So logistically, it was very easy for us. We didn't have to do anything. We did not have to do anything. Hear that? So there was compensation for this. So she came to the site. She picked out what she wanted. She took it with her. There's no transportation involved there. They did not have to do anything, but there was compensation involved. And there was a discussion as I was leaving. So they've been paying by the case, and there was some discussion about doing it in a different way. I don't know what you're used to doing, how you're used to doing compensation. Patients don't get anything, of course. All right, now, let's talk about this again. Remember the exception of valuable consideration, John Boehner, is transportation. Was there any transportation? No, Heather took the parts with her. There wasn't any implantation going on. There wasn't any processing by Planned Parenthood that they would get paid for because Heather would look at the tissue and take out what she desired. Okay? There was no preservation of the tissue. She's taking it right then. There's no quality control or storage. She's taking the stuff right then. So, John, why don't you investigate this? Why don't you do something about it? Instead, we've got the leadership of the Republican Party shutting down Rand Paul, shutting down Mike Lee when they tried to defund Planned Parenthood. And it's not just John Boehner. It's also Mitch McConnell. Mitch McConnell. So you've got Cruz, you've got Lee, you've got Rand Paul trying to shut down the funding of this. Not even talking about doing a criminal operation about this, because I don't guess we can get the Department of Justice and Obama administration to go after somebody for murdering babies and selling them off wholesale, taking specific orders, as we heard the first video. She's saying, well, you can order it a la carte, essentially. You know, you tell us what you want. We'll talk to them. We'll make sure that we don't crush the parts involved. We'll make sure that we put it in a breech presentation. That's a hallmark of partial birth abortion, which, by the way, is illegal. But they do that so they can preserve the body parts. Your comment, Abby.
Yeah, I mean, I think that we are, I'm glad that these videos are coming out. I think many of us have been talking about this for years, but I think it, for some people, it took hearing it
yes.
from them directly, that this is happening, this is a process that Planned Parenthood is involved in, that other groups are also involved in. Hopefully, it wakes people up, because really, the travesty is not them selling the body parts. The travesty is that an innocent human life is being killed
yes,
in the first place.
Exactly.
But if it takes this to wake up some Americans to really this modern day Holocaust that we're experiencing, then so be it. I hope this is what it takes. I hope that this is what it takes to get people motivated to get out there and do something. And
well, it's like it took a partial birth abortion to wake me up.
Sure.
To get me to pay any attention to it. I never had to make that decision, fortunately, in my life. But I was willing to let other people make this decision. I'm not willing to let other people make the decision as to whether or not they want to kill babies.
Right.
I'm not willing to do that. That doesn't fall into my libertarian philosophy that you can take innocent life.
Well, you're just
no,
a bigot.
It does. But you know, it took that. It took that. And, of course, why were they doing partial birth abortion? Well, we know because of the first video. She's talking about how we present it, you know, in a breech birth position. That way we can get to the valuable body parts without, you know, tearing everything apart. So that was a hallmark back then, 20 years ago, that, you know, they were doing this partial birth abortion so they could preserve and sell the body parts because they wanted another profit center. Let's take a look at this video that was released today now. Let's go to this first clip, and I think it's very powerful. Now, you're not going to be able to see this if you're on radio. Go ahead and run that clip, and we'll talk about this while it's on there. When they pull this clip up, they say, "What do you see?" And they show a baby, hands, legs, heart, eyes, okay? And then they say, "What does Planned Parenthood see?" And they put dollar signs over all these different body parts. That's a very, very powerful image.
Procure, they would get a certain percentage.
And then I want to go to this. Let's go to this next clip that we've got here, guys. This is. Let's go ahead and run that next clip.
And then I see someone come in with a bottle of something, and there was blood in it. I'm like, okay. And then they went over to the sink and they emptied it out in a strainer and put it on the pie dish and lit it up. And I'm like looking like what's going on. And my trainer comes over and she puts on gloves and she grabs some tweezers and she's picking the parts away from the vaginal tissue. And I've never had anxiety before this at all. So I'm looking and I don't know what's going on. I had no idea this was what was going to be happening, especially my first day. And she has tweezers and she's like, okay, well, this is the head, this is the arm, this is a leg. And she hands them over. So, oh, here you go. Can you show me some of the parts I just showed you? And then I see someone come in with a bottle of
Just amazing. Let's run the next one, and I want to play several of these, and then we're going to break down and analyze in detail what they say. Let's play that next clip.
Is that intact?
These are intact kidneys, yes. If somebody needed...
In the upper corner, you can see a still of the baby parts. Arms, legs, eyes, head.
5 stars.
Yeah, you could start a neural cell culture from this neural tissue right here.
Like, would someone want that?
This?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Someone would definitely.
So even
at
11 weeks, even though it's really early, because I know this is when we talked about.
This is neural tissue that people could take and look, and you see how it's still connected through the spinal cord back there. If you
we just send that all together, and they pick it up.
You could actually, yeah. Yeah. Some people prefer that actually because it keeps it a little more protected. Yeah.
Okay. Now he goes on to say, the buyer says that 11.6. This 11.6-week-old baby was pretty good. There were 3 or 4 samples we could have taken out of the 11.6, and then the doctor says, excellent. And then the buyer says, well, if we were doing like $50 to $75 per specimen, that'd be like $200 to $300 total, and we'd be comfortable with that. But stuff like this, we don't want to be like just like a flat fee of like $200, and then it's like, and then the doctor says, no, and they... I think a per-item thing works a little better, just because we can see how much we can get out of it. Don't tell me that they are not doing this for profit. Everybody can see that they are doing this for profit. This is not a question of a black market versus a gray area of the law. This is the difference as to whether or not our society can see the difference between right and wrong. Everybody comes to this from a different perspective. Many of us have been on the other side. Abby Johnson was on the other side. She even worked for Planned Parenthood. She thought she was helping people with birth control. She thought she was helping people make decisions to really do family planning. Instead, she realized they were pushing abortions. They were pushing infanticide. And then she saw that it was murder. I realized that this was murder when I got educated about partial birth abortion. Now America can see videos of babies in the womb with 4G ultrasound. They can see living babies in the womb. They know that this is not a non-human thing that is going through evolutionary stages, as we were told by Ernst Haeckler, the bulldog for Charles Darwin. He made up those drawings, folks. It's false. We have pictures now. He just invented all of that to push the theory of evolution. And now we've been told that these are not human, that at this one point they're just fish. At this other point they're birds or whatever. And then later on they become human, but that doesn't stop them from aborting fully mature babies. That's outlawed, that partial birth abortion process. And yet they feel that they still have a gray area. Now, the question for America, now that you have 4G ultrasound, now that you have these undercover sting operations and you can see that this is being run for profit, the question for America is, can you tell the difference between right and wrong?
Yeah, I mean, I think that is the bottom line, that abortion has always been wrong, that Roe v. Wade was wrong. And I think it's time that we kind of force the government's hand. We're going to have to do it by the way that we vote. We're going to have to do it by our actions, by our money.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's what's going to make them pay attention
is
our money. And, you know, I, for one, am sick of my tax dollars being used to fund the killing of innocent life.
Yes. And I have to say, too, again, as we see in so many different issues, I don't know what your opinions are on this, Abby, but my opinions are on this, that Washington is just too far gone. We can have somebody like John Boehner who says that he doesn't have any facts. He's got the facts. He doesn't care about this. He can get all sentimental about his golf game, but he could care less about babies being chopped up and sold for money. We've got Mitch McConnell, who lies to people. Ted Cruz called him out on it, said, "You're a liar." And then they came back and said, "That's not according to that. You broke the rules of decorum for the Senate." And it's like, no, Mitch McConnell broke the rules of decorum for the Senate when he lied to voters, when he lied to his fellow senators. We got a few people like Cruz and Paul and Lee who want to do something about it, but the vast majority of Washington just isn't there. We can just forget about getting anything done at the national level. Quite personally, I mean, we have tried voting people in now, 40 years? We haven't had any success with that. We have had success at the local level.
Mm-hmm.
We can get things done at the local level. We can get things done at the state level. That's where every solution needs to be solved, is at the state and local level. We're not having any luck with Washington. Washington is nothing but a corrupt cancer. It is a black hole of financial interest that will do anything the corporatists want, in this case, the corporation called Planned Parenthood. They will give them anything that they want. So I think we're going to have to go to the state level. We're going to have to go to the local level. We're going to have to run these people out of business. Look, the city governments know how to put people they don't like out of business using city regulations. You can do that at a city-by-city level. You can get the right people in your city, and you can say, our city is not going to be a sanctuary city for infanticide. You can do that. You can elect the people at the local level much more easily than you can change this Republican Party, which is at the call of the and the behest of Planned Parenthood.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, look, you know, I live in Austin, and we found out recently that the city of Austin was leasing a building to Planned Parenthood, a over 7,000 square foot facility, for $1 a year. For a 20-year lease, $1 a year. Now, that made me want to go, okay, well, I want to open up a pro-life center and go to the city and say, hey, look, I want that same deal that you gave Planned Parenthood. They would never mm-hmm. consider doing that for us, for a pro-life group who's actually wanting to save babies. Yet, you know, if you want to kill them, if you want to harvest their parts, then the city, they'll give you all the money that you want.
It's a massive subsidy. It's a massive subsidy. And if you can't stop this at the local level, if you can't get people out of the city of Austin who are leasing a 7,000-square-foot building for $1 a year on a 20-year lease to Planned Parenthood to subsidize that, if you can't stop that in Austin, you're not going to be able to stop it in Washington. So get busy in Austin. Get busy in your local community. Make sure that this is something is done about it. You have the tools. You can show people what this is. There's no excuse for people being ignorant. We've got the tapes. We've got the video. We've caught them red-handed. We've caught them negotiating the price. We've caught them doing this for money. You, as well as many other people, have been telling us about it. Very much what you did reminds me of the NSA whistleblowers. Mm. I mean, we had people like William Binney that we've had on the show, many others who for years were undergoing persecution. They came after Thomas Drake, tried to set him up, tried to get felony charges against him. Mm-hmm. Kirk Werby, we've talked to him, William Binney. They told Congress about it. They did it the right way. They went through the legal channels. They said, please do something about this. This is unconstitutional. It is very dangerous for the government to do this. Nobody did anything about it. It took the Snowden documents for people to wake up and understand. But still, like this, nothing is happening. We are at that moment now. Just like we are with the Snowden documents, we know what the NSA is doing. We know the danger of the surveillance state. And we know now, there's no question about it, this is for-profit murder, a la carte, baby parts for sale. This is abhorrent. It needs to be stopped. America has the information. Now, the question, the moral dilemma for America is, are you going to own this, or are you going to change it? Because that's ultimately where it goes. It's just like we see in the Obama administration. If there's a massive persecution of the IRS of political opponents and the Obama administration doesn't do anything about it, then they own it, just like Nixon owned the corruption of those people who worked for him. The buck stops there. Well, you know what? The buck stops with you, America, because you now have this information. What are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about it in your community? If you've got a Planned Parenthood facility like we do here in Austin that's being subsidized by a corrupt government, what are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about it in other areas? If you've got something in your state, do something about it at the state level. We've got to go to commercial break, but we're going to come back. We're going to continue to talk to Abby Johnson, Planned Parenthood whistleblower. And we're going to take another look at this video. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. InfoWarsLife.com developed a silver bullet by closely working with one of the top silver manufacturing labs in the United States. We set out to bring you the very best at the lowest price. Find out more about the proprietary development of Silver Bullet at InfoWarsLife.com. In these times, it's essential to have high-quality colloidal silver on hand. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder, narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, live in Austin, and joining me now is Abby Johnson. She's been with us throughout this hour. She was a former Planned Parenthood worker, now a whistleblower. She realized it was for profit. She realized that it was murder when she saw an ultrasound, and she's gone public about that, and she's having a big effect. And your site, again, is abortionworker.com. I want to go back and talk about something that she told me during the break about Senator Lee Bright in South Carolina, a bill that he was putting through regarding abortion there. Before we do, quickly, this hour, the Alex Jones Show is made possible by your support of the high-quality products that we sell at InfoWarsLife.com. Products like Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, that is now in stock. It's the way we support this operation. We're very upfront about it. We want you to be able to take control of your life, take control of your health. Iodine is an essential nutrient that you need to have. It's no longer in many of the foods that it used to be supplemented in. Don't take our word for it. Look at the reviews that are there. There's over 400 reviews on InfoWarsLife.com. Over 99% of the respondents would recommend it to a friend or family member. Right now it's in stock, and this month, in the month of July, we have free shipping on everything at InfoWarsLife.com. So it's a good time to stock up on not only Survival Shield X2, but Knockout, another one of our products. Anything that's there, you get free shipping in the month of July, and that only lasts for another 2 days. We're just a couple of days away from the month of July ending. Again, that's InfoWarsLife.com. That's how we support the operation. Abby, we were talking during the break about State Senator Lee Bright in South Carolina. He introduced a very stringent bill about fetal pain, wasn't it? And you were telling me about the pushback that he got from inside the pro-life movement.
Right, yeah. I mean, we see corruption even inside the pro-life movement. We see people, pro-life organizations, who are constantly willing to accept these loopholes in bills. And, you know, we as conservatives, as pro-lifers, we have to be willing to fight against that. And Senator Lee Bright had, there was a bill that was coming up that would ban abortions past 20 weeks in South Carolina. He, it had an exception in it for rape. And he said, look, either they're always babies or they're never babies. They're not sometimes babies if the conception is ideal, right? Mm-hmm. And he said, plus, this is just a glaring loophole for the abortion industry to ram through. And he said, no, I'm not going to do it. And he said, I need pro-life organizations to support me.
Because they're going
to
say, in any particular case, that's their loophole, they can say, well, it was a case of rape.
Tell us it was rape.
Yeah, just tell us it was rape. Write that down here, sign that here, and you'll get your abortion.
And so, you know, he said, no, we're not going to do it. So he stood strong against it and was asking pro-life groups to stand with him to get this amendment taken out and to have it as a no-exceptions bill. And National Right to Life sent out his personal cell phone number to everybody on their list and said, you need to call him, admonish him, chastise him for holding up this bill. It is not sometimes we are our own worst enemy, and we need to stand united against abortion in all circumstances, not just sometimes, but always. And we need to be willing to make the personal sacrifice, you know, even when it's uncomfortable. When we moved to Austin from Bryan College Station, we actually live in Round Rock. And, you know, I said at the time when we moved, Travis County was subsidizing abortions at Planned Parenthood through local tax dollars. And I said, I am not going to move to a county that pays for abortion. And so we chose to live in Williamson County where it wasn't. There was really a beautiful house in Austin that I wanted, but I said, no, I'm not going
to
do it.
You have to do that.
And we sent a letter to the city council letting them know. And then eventually, not because of me, but because of many people, they ended up not funding it anymore.
And of course, they're still subsidizing it. As you pointed out, they give a $1 lease on a 7,000 square foot facility, and that's a 20-year lease. And when we talk about rape, let's understand that Planned Parenthood facilitates statutory rape all the time. They let young girls who have been raped statutorily because they're underage, they let them get abortions all the time and they don't report it to law enforcement. That's it for today. Join us tonight at 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern for the nightly news.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. InfoWarsLife.com developed a silver bullet by closely working with one of the top silver manufacturing labs in the United States. We set out to bring you the very best at the lowest price. Find out more about the proprietary development of Silver Bullet at InfoWarsLife.com. In these times, it's essential to have high-quality colloidal silver on hand. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.